And you can see something else at our website, engravers adding new names to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. These are servicemen who were wounded badly in Vietnam, but died from those wounds many years later. Today, Memorial Day, we remember one of them. He was a Marine, Lance Corporal Raymond C. Mason.
And he was shot February 28, 1968, which was at the height of the Tet Offensive.
Priscilla Mason is Raymond's widow. She was in Washington earlier this month.
There was a sniper evidently across the river on the opposite side of the bank where he was. The bullet grazed his spinal cord and ripped off the bottom part of his left ear on the way out. And he became paralyzed as a result of that bullet wound. And the way I like to look at it, it took 38 years for that bullet to kill him.
Raymond Mason died on Memorial Day 2 years ago, an appropriate date, Priscilla says, for a Marine. She petitioned the Defense Department to have him included in the official tally of war dead.
We had to have his death certificate amended to read that he did die as a result of, I think they called it a remote gunshot wound.
Priscilla Mason was on hand to see her late husband's name carved into the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. A stone engraver finished his work. Then she knelt down, and with a black crayon and a white piece of paper, she made a rubbing of the memorial's newest name.
He's buried in Rhode Island in Barrington next to his parents. I am able to go see him just about every day, but I've decided that after today, he's going to be here and not there.
Priscilla Mason, earlier this month at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Her husband Raymond is now one of the 58,260 names of U.S. men and women inscribed on the wall.